At-large cattle in the county was a surprise addition to council's agenda on Tuesday night, as a large gathering of farmers and residents turned up to air concerns, frustrations, and possible solutions.
Lynn Levitt,
chair of the Prince Edward Cattlemen's Association, summed up the situation in the following way.
They've been loose for 6 months. It's not going to get better. They're getting bigger. It's going to be a bigger problem. So we did come up with a solution, or proposed solution, and somebody said, how are we going to pay for that? And the long and the short is, when we look at the county to recoup their money from doing this, we need a pounds keeper. They're not like your run-of-the-mill dairy cows that if they escape at 8 o'clock in the morning, they're back at 5 o'clock at night, ready to be milked. These guys have no reason to come home. A few of the animals actually don't know where home is because they didn't spend enough time at the initial farm that they were placed at.
After further query, council learned that the 14-member herd of skittish and flighty black rodeo cows who have been sighted in the vicinity of County Road 49, including Fish Lake, Bethesda, and Mack Hill roads, could potentially grow due to the presence of fertile heifers among its number. Besides the damage caused by the marauding herd to local properties, the risk to road traffic, especially at night, was discussed, because of their poor light reflection. Council in the end unanimously passed a motion calling for staff to research and provide recommendations for a draft bylaw to allow for the retention of a local pound keeper in these sorts of exceptional circumstances by the April 11th council meeting. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.